Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار ما كان لهم الخيرة سبحان الله وتعالى عما يشركون صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. My respected and honorable ulama, respected and beloved brothers in Islam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif, Allah says He is wasi', Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants in abundance, and then Allah ta'ala qualifies this also in other verses, wa rabbuka yakhluqu ma yasha'u wa yakhtar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates whatever Allah ta'ala so desires. Allah ta'ala chooses whatever and whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala desires. This is the season of Hajj, and many of the Hujjaj have already left globally. Some may be making preparations to leave for Hajj. Some will be either in the Haram of Makkah or in the Haram of Madinah Tayyibah. Some will be making Tawaf of Baytullah, and others will be making Salat and Salam to our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept the Hajj of one and all. May Allah Ta'ala make it Hajj Mabrur, a Maqbool and an accepted Hajj, and all their endeavors and all the ibadat and the ziyarat and the tawaf and tilawat and the adhkar, may Allah Ta'ala accept all of it, and may Allah Ta'ala create ease for them in the coming days. That leaves some of us who are unable to undertake this great and momentous journey. The journey we spoke about in our last meeting, our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it supersedes all the other ibadat, like the distance between the east and the west. But then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most kind, and Allah ta'ala has taken cognizance of the fact that there will be many who will be unable to undertake this journey for whatever reason it may be. There may be some because of financial constraint, others because of health issues, and of course, the other issues we have, be that as it may, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is kind, and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us that there are certain deeds that we can undertake even if we could not undertake that journey. Deeds that are easy, for which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant us the reward of Nafil Hajj. That does not mean that now we should expel that desire and that zeal to be on the Mataf and in front of the Baytullah, or that desire to be standing on the plains of Arafat and beseeching Allah Ta'ala. That desire and that zeal should remain in our hearts. But together with that, there is a consolation. And when we look through the ahadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find that Sahaba had many desires. Some of these desires, unfortunately, could have not been fulfilled. Like one hadith, Sahaba assembled around Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, And they said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الدُّثُورِ بِالْأُجُورِ. O Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wealthy have taken all the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when we examine the Sahaba and we turn the pages of the biography of many of the Sahaba, we do not have time to go into those details. There were those Sahaba that would earn only to give out sadaqah for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The explicit intention will be to go out, no matter how menial a task may be, no matter how difficult the task may be, no matter what it may take, but they would go out, they would earn, and they will give out charities for the sake of Allah ta'ala. But now, measuring their capacity, their financial capacity, in view of the fact that there were many others who had wealth that these Sahaba would not have, and those Sahaba were giving out in abundance in charity. So this prompted the Sahaba to surround Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to make the statement that the Ahlul Duthur, the wealthy, have taken all the rewards. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one of these kind of narrations, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you will be foremost on the day of Qiyamah, and no one would be able to overtake you if you carry out a simple deed. Now look at the cognizance of Allah in His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sustenance comes from Allah. Allah knows who He has granted and from whom He has withheld. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the tongue of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showed the very simple prescription that after your first salat, recite 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, in one narration 33 times, and in one narration 34 times, Allahu Akbar. No one will supersede you on the day of Qiyamah, except that person that brings the same deed. So on the one hand, the Shariat, the Quran, the Hadith, has exhorted us to spend. On the other hand, there were those who cannot spend. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed them the substitute. In a similar manner, there are many that cannot undertake this journey for Hajj. So our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had showed us simple prescriptions, and some of these we are doing. We just need to become more aware. Like in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had stated that person that performs his wudu at home. Now we've discussed a similar type of hadith, and we'll try to tie the both up. One is this, that we are coming from the workplace, we are coming from our offices, our businesses. It may not be conducive for us to make and perform our wudu in the workplace. But when we leave home for the other salat, there is the facilities that we have, the privacy of our homes. All we need to do is perform our wudu at home, and then we emerge for the salat and we come to the masjid. In this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the person will be rewarded for a hajj. Now when we speak about a hajj, it means a nafil hajj, and by no means does it imply that now we don't have to undertake the farz hajj. So that farz hajj we will have to undertake if we have the means. And the nafil hajj, we will always have that throb in our hearts to be there on the plains of Arafat. But together with that, the understanding that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has created so much of ease. The other narration that we had discussed with regards to the matter of performing our wudu at home was this, that on every step we take, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases our daraja. Allah Ta'ala increases our status closer to Allah, our ranks closer to Allah on each step, and on each step taken, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins. So that is one simple prescription we find in the hadith of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do this, and those of us who are doing it, Allah give us the realization of the beauty of this deen of Islam. The second Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated that that person that performs his Fajr Salat with Jamaat, and after he has performed his Fajr Salat with Jamaat, he remains where he is, where he is seated, and he makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, the sun would rise, and approximately 15 minutes after sunrise, the person performs 2 rakats or 4 rakats salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward that person the reward of one hajj. Now, there is a probability that our daily routine may not allow us to sit for such a long period of time in the house of Allah ta'ala. So around our routine, the ideal, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has written in one place, the ideal is this, that we make our adjustments, but if we cannot make sufficient adjustments to do it, because of whatever our other responsibilities may be, at least we try to perform these 2 rakats or 4 rakats salat after the sun has risen, 15 or 20 minutes thereafter, which is known as Salatul Ishraq. As a matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاسْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَاذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا دَاوُودَ ذَا الْأَيْدِ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ إِنَّا سَخَّرْنَا الْجِبَالَ مَعَهُ يُسَبِّحْنَ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِشْرَاقِ وَالطَّيْرَ مَحْشُورَةٌ. Allah ta'ala commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make sabr on whatever has been said that hurt the feelings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at the same time, remember Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. Now Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam was a Nabi of Allah ta'ala. But more importantly, Allah ta'ala had granted him the mu'jiza, the miracle, that where the mountains and the birds will join him in his dhikrullah, bil ashiyi wal ishraq, at the time of the, in the evening, and at the time when the sun rises. Ulama have expressed that this was an expression to the, of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the innumerable favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon him. So Allah ta'ala has bestowed upon us different favors. And in one, we need to repay these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala back. Then we find one hadith that Sayyidina Hassan ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had performed his Fajr Salat, and after he had performed his Fajr Salat, he remained seated at his place. A person had come to him, and that person offered some meal. And Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, by the gesture of his hand, asked that person to move away. And after a while, he had performed his Salat, that is the Ishraq Salat, and then thereafter, the person comes back, and then Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu tells those that are seated with him, stand up and go and accept the invitation. Nothing stopped me from standing up, but the fact that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, and then he points towards his skin and he begins to pull it, that that person that performs 2 or 4 rakats after the sun has risen, that same 15 or 20 minutes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save the skin from the fire of Jahannam. Kullama nadidat juluduhum baddalnahum juludan ghayraha liyadhuqul adhab. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts the picture of what would happen in the fire of Jahannam, may Allah ta'ala save us all, that each time the skin burns, then Allah ta'ala creates another skin to take its place. And again that will happen repeatedly and totally, and it will go on burning and burning. And it will change, and such is the nature of the fire of Jahannam. نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَةِ أَلَّتِي عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. On the one hand, the skin burns. On the other hand, the ayat says, in وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ, Allah Ta'ala says that the heart also begins to burn. So that is another way that we can earn the reward of a hajj from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then we go on further, Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that that person that emerges, he leaves his home. In the hadith, specific mention is made of the masjid to either impart the knowledge of deen or to learn the knowledge of deen. Then that person will be rewarded the reward of a hajj. And alhamdulillah, in all various masajid, together and attached to the Fard Salat, are these forums and platforms of learning and teaching. All we need to do is to make the niyat. And all we need to do is to sit down. And that is the reward, one hajj. In one hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam states, that person that recites Subhanallah 100 times in the morning and Subhanallah 100 times in the evening will be rewarded the reward of a nafil hajj. Then we have the instance of a person that came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I have the desire of going for hajj, but I cannot afford to undertake the journey. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked this person, are your parents living? So this person replied, my mother lives. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, show Allah Ta'ala how you serve her. Show Allah Ta'ala how you serve her. In other words, do it for the pleasure of Allah, that you serve your mother. And with a great deal of diligence, and the reward of it will be that your desire is to go for hajj, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the reward of a hajj, of a haji, and the reward of a mu'tamir, a person that undertakes the journey of umrah. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the reward of one who strives in the path of Allah. Just to serve her with diligence. The one famous narration that we hear from time to time is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that that person that looks at his parent, of course, with a heart filled with love, the eyes of mercy and kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that person the reward of one hajj. This amazed the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even if it is 100 times a day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most bestowing. Allah ta'ala grants even if it is 100 times a day. Brothers, sometimes the wealth that Allah ta'ala has given us, the affluence that Allah ta'ala has given us, and sometimes we try to make sense of what is happening around us, that the bigger the homes we have, the bigger the mansions we have, those no more remain homes. Our lifestyle does not allow us, unfortunately, to look after our parents. Day in and day out, there are those calls that we are looking for some kind of old age home so that we can send our parents. And even on top of that, there is an assurance that money is not the problem. Whatever it costs, if money is not the problem, then what's the problem? It is money that has caused the problem. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Brothers, in our own society, I'm not talking about other continents. I'm not talking about other countries. Reports that are most reliable, and I'm not here to give you news, that sons and daughters-in-law have locked parents in their rooms without giving them access to the basic ablution facilities. And those parents have remained in their rooms from 8 to 5 till that son that she had brought up and he has brought up and that daughter-in-law that they had approved of that has come into the house. They're chasing the dunya, they are going out to work. And at the end of the day, what do we expect of old people? They have messed their pants, they have messed their clothing. It has become contaminated. And now the son would think of a great deed when he cleans his parents. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu had contextualized this entire thing. A person once accompanied Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu to his house. And he said, from afar, he's going to the house of his mother from afar. He is saying to her, Assalamu alayka, Assalamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Making salam. And she will then respond and she will say, Wa alayka salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then he would make dua for her. Yarhamukillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon you. Kama rabbatini saghira. Like how you took care of me when I was a child. There are many narrations, as a matter of fact, with regards to Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he is not reminding his mother, but he is reminding himself, and he is making dua, like Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira, that is the dua we should be making for our parents. Wallah, have mercy upon them, like how they had mercy upon me. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu would make that dua for her in front of her. And she would respond, Yarhamukallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon you, like how you take care of me in old age. Friends, when we look at the Quran, ulama have expressed, there are few things that Allah ta'ala has coupled together. Aqimu salah wa atu zakah. Establish your salah and pay out your zakah. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Be obedient to Allah and be obedient to the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa qada rabbuka alla ta'budu illa iya wa bil walidayni ihsana. Allah has coupled being kind to parents together with the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, in other ayahs of the Quran, do not ascribe partners to Allah and be kind to your parents. Coupling our iman with Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has coupled the phrase and the command of being kind to our parents. So here we find that again, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was cognizant of the fact that here is a person that cannot undertake the journey of Hajj because of the lack of funds. But Allah, through His kindness, has opened this door. Allah Ta'ala has opened this door for us. And it doesn't matter how old we are or how young we are. Let us try. The question will always arise. And this is the question of hasrat, the question of remorse and regret. What if they have left this world? If they have left this world, then our Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, treat their friends and their associates with kindness, and together with that, make dua for them. Ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive them. Ask Allah Ta'ala to free them from the fire of Jahannam. Beseech Allah Ta'ala to elevate their ranks in Jannat. And whatever we can do by way of recurring isale thawab, transference of the thawab, make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, whatever we do in so far as sadaqat is concerned, isal al-sawab, we continue to do it so that we will at least be in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarded as an obedient child. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullah alayhi, he writes an incident of a person by the name of Yunus ibn Ma'mar, Yunus ibn Maysara rahimahumullah, that once he goes past a qabrastan, he goes past a cemetery. And as he passes the cemetery, he makes the dua, Assalamu alayka ya ahl al-qubur, yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum, antum salafuna wa nahnu bil-athar. Making salam and seeking the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the inmates. So very amazing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His qudrat and power and might, caused one of the inmates of the qabr of that particular cemetery to respond to him. And the response was, may Allah have mercy upon you who have undertaken the journey of Hajj 4 times every month. So Yunus ibn Maysara rahmatullah alayhi is amazed, as we all would be amazed, that how is it possible So the person responds and he says that when you go out for Jumu'ah, then the reward in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one hajj. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand all of this. So then he asked him a question, that which of the deeds did you find most beneficial to you? And the response comes, seeking forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, making tawbah and making istighfar, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Yunus ibn Maysara seizes the opportunity and he asks the person, why did you not respond to my salam? He replied, our books of deeds are closed. Our books of deeds are closed. We are not allowed now to carry out any single deed. The day we left the world, the day our eyes have closed, our books have closed. Brothers and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many and different opportunities to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with all of this, Allah has multiplied our rewards for simple deeds. If one looks at undertaking the journey of Hajj, the difficulty of the journey, the procedure and the process, and then the funds that are required for the journey, leaving one's business and profession and occupation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the substitute for all of that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Let us try as far as possible, make slight adjustments to our daily programs, to our habits, and inshallah we can come into a routine whereby we are able to carry out these simple deeds only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the hajj of the hujjaj. Wherever the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the suffering. Brothers, inshallah, after the Isha Salah today, a program on Qurbani will be taking place together with Q&A. Brothers are requested to come for that program. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.